the driver of the number 2E Cascadia Ford and the driver of the number 12 Menards Great Lakes Flooring Ford, both from Team Penske, Austin Sindrick and Ryan Blaney. If you have a question for either of these gentlemen, raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you. We'll start up here with Reed and then go to Lee and then we'll move around.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. Ryan, you were next to last in the first session, jumped up to second in the second session. Is there that much adjustability in the car that you found, or basically just getting used to it?
We found a lot. We changed a whole lot in between first and second practice. We were really, really bad the first run and just really loose. And, you know, corners are so tight here, the moment your rear kind of slips out from under you, it takes forever to catch it and you lose tons of time. So we came in and yeah, we put, you know, tons of wedge in it, changed, you know, right front spring, rear springs, and you can, you know, there's a lot of adjustability in these cars, you know, with rear and front bar and, you know, stiffness on the arms on them. You can change a lot. So we did a good job of kind of getting on top of it and taking a huge swing at it because we were so far off. But the adjustability on these cars are a lot. You know, on any other practice weekend, I don't think you might not be able to make as much changes as that in the short time frame that we had, that we will have, you know, on other weekends. But you can change a bunch on these cars and, you know, not a ton of time, which is nice that they have so many options on where you can kind of tweak on everything.
Lee.
Thank you. Austin, they were earlier they were saying with this new car, and you don't have a lot to compare it to because you only made a couple of starts, so Ryan, you might want to add in on this, but they said the ability to turn in the corners, as tight as these corners are, it was easier, and a lot of people said maybe a road course background would help because of you're used to making those tight apexes. I'm kind of curious, is that what you found with the new car?
Well, I certainly felt like the track, once you got out there, it didn't really feel like the corners weren't as like hairpin tight as what I probably thought they were going to be beforehand, even like turning into the infield. Like I had a big concern, like trying to pull off early in the session, like if you could actually even make the turn into the corner. So, I think the track's fine. I think the cars can handle it fairly well, and just trying to understand, you know, how to make it work the best. I think you almost erase all of your concerns beforehand after you make the first three laps. And you're like, okay, this is a racetrack. There's a car on it. Let's try to make it go fast.
Did you find it easier to turn from the previous car? Because they said maybe with the old car you would have made a mistake and it would not have, you know, come back as quickly.
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel like the new car has more grip than the old car. You know, the tires are wider, just has more grip on the racetrack, and it feels like you're going faster than you would have with the old car here, you know, with this new one. So there are things to kind of, you know, that are similar and other things that are different. You know, the steering's so quick, you know, here, like when you get loose with the, you know, power steering system we have in these cars, that it's not as smooth. It kind of can catch and be a little bit harder to kind of correct and turn. But I feel like these cars have more grip to where you can really lay on the wheel and the tires will take it, not just chatter. The old car, you had a lot of chatter with tires. It feels like these ones, they'll kind of take it a little bit more.
Over here.
Yeah, I got a question here, just a matter of Motor Trend. First of all, what's it like driving on what's essentially a temporary track? And second of all, what's it like going back to a track you guys may be familiar with before becoming a pro in NASCAR?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone kind of didn't know what to expect when we, you know, announced this and when we got here yesterday and we're able to walk around and now sitting right up here, this is awesome. I mean, it's very, very cool venue, great event, I think. And I think the people and the fans coming to watch it tomorrow night are going to be really, really pleased and put on a great event for everybody. So I think it's really neat that we're out here and doing this and they're getting the first laps on the track. We're tough because you're trying to find the limits and things like that. And the track was really slick getting going this morning, that's for sure. But I thought it got some pretty good grip by the end of it, and everyone kind of, you know, learns pretty quickly here. So I couldn't really tell it was a temporary track. It was, you know, it's asphalt. You're going to run on it. So
I think it reminds me a lot of, I mean, I've driven a lot of temporary racetracks in my career. It reminds me a lot of street courses. I think actually a lot of these walls and fences are from Long Beach. And like even the rallycross tracks when we drove at the Port of LA, like a lot of it's very similar, even the transition of cleaning up the racetrack and the dust coming off and so on. But I think for as a sport, it's kind of our first free trial run at doing it, right? So I think for us as an industry, even as drivers and teams, it kind of proves that we can do it on a much larger scale than kind of inside the confines of pretty much an already set. I mean, we basically expanded as wide as we could before we got to the bleachers. And, you know, I think there's other applications like street course racing that we can be even more creative with the track layouts for sure.
Zach
Sterniel with Front Stretch. Austin, I'll start with you. Obviously, this has been a transitional off season for you guys, really just test season more so than an off season. What's the welcome to the two team been like from your perspective with all the testing?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of transition for me between the car and the race team. Obviously, staying with the same team, completely new group of people. So for me, it's been a lot of transition, a lot of not new faces, but new personalities, new ways to work around things. And you have a new car that you're not sure of what the process should be in the first place. So in some ways, it makes it easier. And then in some days, I feel like I'm learning three things when other guys are learning one. So it's been more challenging. Probably personally than I anticipated, but it's been rewarding at times as well. You know, even today, like, you know, our practice was pretty dismal at best. I felt like we went from every extreme of whether if it's the adjustments we made or the feedback that I gave and where we ended up. But I do feel like we were able to be very productive in reviewing that. And I'm excited to see what it holds. You know, I think I have to continually tell myself to be patient. You know, obviously I have a certain expectation for myself that I want to hold up, but at the same time, being patient with that process and understanding to where I'm not just blowing through some of the finer details of what's important to building those relationships, whether it's my relationship with the team, with Jeremy, or even with this car, you know, making sure I'm paying attention to all the details and not trying to push too far ahead.
And, for you, Ryan, it's also been a change for you because you got a new crew chief and Brad's not there anymore. So what has your role changed with the team in a way that you've been able to notice? And what's the vibe with your 12 team been like as you approach this weekend?
Yeah, you know, you go through changes all the time, you know, with Austin and Harrison coming in. You know, it's cool to get new minds in there. You know, everyone thinks differently and it's cool to kind of get some fresh blood in there that bring up some points of, you know, maybe you're like, well, I haven't thought of it that way before, so let's pursue this option. And it's just good to get, you know, all these different collective minds working. And you know, working with Jonathan Hassler has been really good. It's been nice to have some tests with him in the off season and kind of be able to get down each other's languages and things like that and how we go about things. It's been great. He's been part of Penske for a long time and I was really impressed with the job he did the second half of last year on the 21 car. So I'm really happy to be working with him and seeing how we do. But, a little bit different. But I think, you know, we're the strongest when we all work together, you know, all the teams, all the drivers. And I think we do a great job at that as a whole group at Penske. And it's just a matter of, you know, kind of getting the season rolling. And then that kind of comes naturally. That's really just what it is. So a little bit different look, but same objective, really.
Jeff?
Ryan, you've spent a lot of time over the years doing outreach on behalf of the sport through appearances and media stuff, just trying to get new fans to give it a chance. What kind of opportunity does this event represent in that quest that you've sort of been on through your career?
Well, I think it's great. You know, I mean, it's you always want to get new fans and at the same time please your fans who have been around forever, and that's sometimes really hard to do. You know, so you always want to try to do your best at just growing the sport in general and keeping people happy who've been a part of it for a long time and then attracting new eyes. And I thought I read somewhere where 70% of the people coming here tomorrow are first time, either it's their first time going to a NASCAR race or maybe watching NASCAR. And that's great. I mean, where else are you going to get something like that? And you know, this venue and I'm jealous of you guys get a look at the backdrop while we're talking. It's nice. And the George Lucas Museum. But I think, you know, what I was doing, I never really thought, you know, I was just doing those things because they were fun to me and I thought it would help grow myself and the sport of NASCAR as well. You know, if I drove cars and people liked something that I was in or they saw me in a show or something like that, maybe they check out NASCAR and get hooked because they liked me on something else. So that was really like never my main goal in doing those things. Is like I want to, you know, just help, you know, get new eyes on it. I thought it was going to help kind of everybody, myself and NASCAR included, and all that other stuff will come. But no, I think it's really great. And honestly, staying at the hotel, you know, a lot of people know what's going on this weekend here. It's not a secret. You know, they've done a great job of branding it and putting it out there that the Clash is here at the LA Coliseum. That's the first part of it. You got to get it out there and you got to get the word out. So I have tons of friends who I've made over the years, or, you know, actors and artists who are coming out to this race tomorrow. And it's a lot of their first time because it's something new and it's right here. And it should be exciting for sure. I'd love to be here as a fan. That's for sure. I mean, if I was a fan of the sport and a spectator, I would love to watch this race just for the excitement that it's going to bring. Ask me this tomorrow night if I'm pissed off and get wrecked, but as a fan, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and it's pretty cool to be here. I never would have thought, you know, be able to drive at the LA Coliseum. It's pretty cool.
Lewis?
Yeah, Ryan, earlier you talked about how you felt the track getting more grip. You practice in the morning, and you can feel the heat coming up. What are your expectations? And when it gets more grippy, do you get more aggressive?
Yeah, Austin had the fun one. He was in the first session this morning. But, you know, we got to run a little bit last night for the NBC Super Bowl thing, and we were kind of putting around there. But you kind of could feel how slick it was and how dirty it was. And that you get that with any new asphalt, right, especially when it's cool outside in the morning. And it just got better and better as rubber got laid down on the track. Temps got up a little bit. Drivers got more confident and kind of knowing what to do. Just speeds pick up. So it's kind of everything that gets better and better as you get running on it. And you saw that with speeds getting faster and faster as the day went on, really.
Got a Lewis here,
yeah,
on the right.
Yep. Lewis Torres, the podium finish for Austin. You mentioned it already. You've been involved and been around a lot of major events. What I think of, like, new people trying to get introduced to the sport, youth, I think, of course, the month of May in Indianapolis, where some people just only go or even watch the 500. What are you hoping these fans that are coming to see NASCAR for the first time to take away from this experience in a large atmosphere like this?
Well, I think everybody here can attest to the fact that you go to a NASCAR race or even just any motorsports event and you're able to experience it in person, you usually walk away hooked. I mean, because it's not very often you get to see people driving cars this hard, racing near each other, the noise, the sights, the sounds. Obviously, this is a very compact version of that, maybe a concentrated version of that, which is why I think it's going to be very exciting, because I think anyone that's sitting in the stands here tomorrow night is not going to be able to escape any of the energy. Like, it's going to be loud, it's going to be fun, it's going to be a party. Everyone around you is going to be having a good time, and that's infectious. And I think the more that you can have that, the better. That's why I like events like this. That's why I loved always going to street courses, because you brought the party to the people. And we are the entertainers. And, you know, that makes our job more fun. That makes it more rewarding to be able to do that. And I think it's cool when you can bring it to fun venues. And then that attracts, you know, a following. And then that attracts going to events outside of your own ecosystem. And it's a great start. And it's a great way to kind of test that theory in kind of a controlled environment for us as a sport. You have a
question? Guys, one quick question. We've already heard that the car turns better. What's your overall impression between last year's and this year's model? What's your overall comparison?
Yes, I can really just compare it to the tracks we've been on testing it, like Phoenix and Charlotte Oval and Roval and things like that. And, you know, there's certain things about it that, you know, are like more grip in the corner. You know, you feel like you can kind of drive them a little harder. But I feel like it's kind of double-edged sword. You can drive them harder, but the price you pay for driving it too hard and slipping is worse than what the old car was. So that's kind of the that's going to make it tough. It's easier to mess up in this new car, I feel like. And you're going to pay a bigger penalty when you do mess up. So that part, I think, is really neat for me as a driver. It makes it more challenging. And it's going to put more of an emphasis on being perfect throughout the race. So that part is something really big I've kind of learned just running them. And some tests right now, but yeah, they are. I mean, they handle different. It's kind of hard to tell you how, you know, what your butt feels when you're in the car, just the way it kind of moves around and slides around. It's all a different feel from that old car. So, and we'll get a better idea here when we get, you know, in races and in traffic and stuff like that, and get 40 cars out there. But there's a lot of things different, and it's going to challenge drivers and teams to to really be on top of their game start of the year, and you're going to see who is on top of their game right away, and you just hope to be one of those teams, you know.
Yeah, I think the mechanical components that, you know, on paper make this car seem so different are probably actually the things that aren't so different as far as, like, driving the car. Like, you have independent rear suspension, you've got the differential instead of rear end housing, you know, you've got rack and pinion steering. There's a whole number of things that on paper are different about this car, but I feel like that doesn't take away from the character. It's definitely a NASCAR. It's still, we left Phoenix going, oh, this feels like Phoenix. Like, oh, okay. And I think the things that are different is how do you get the speed out of it? How do you make the right adjustments with those new tools? And I think driving-wise, kind of the things that I've had to adapt to the most is honestly the aero side of things, how it generates the downforce, what it's like in traffic, you know, the drag side of things. Those are the things I feel like have been more of a learning curve than all the mechanical things on paper.
All right, Austin, Ryan, thank you so much for your time. Good luck tonight and tomorrow. And we got our next two drivers coming up right now.